here in this 62nd chapter of the book of Isaiah, he talks about the great blessings in store for the people of God. And he's talking about the spiritual Israel. And in the 9th verse of the 61st chapter, he said, "And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed." The people that God hath reserved unto himself. And promised to save them according to the covenant. Said, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are growing in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. For Zion's sake," that's another name for the heavenly people that God has sovereignly chosen unto himself in eternity. "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof goeth forth as brightness, and the salvation therefore as a lamp that burneth." Which is to say that there is a righteousness that meets the standard and demands of the holiness of God. It cannot be found among the sons of men, because he has already proclaimed, "There is none righteous, no, not one." But there is a righteousness, and it's the righteousness of God that he imputes freely to his people that's in Christ Jesus. That's the righteousness that's talked about throughout the Bible. "And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called," that's in chapter 62, "and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. And thou shalt also be a crown of glory, and the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice